Good evening, everybody. Daily Grind, day 76. Okay, so this is really weird and it's actually really uncomfortable for me. I know, like with my book, I'm very vulnerable and honest, but I don't know if this like makes sense to some people. I think it'll only make sense to like creative people, but sometimes verbalizing like your words, like having them come out of your mouth, is so much harder than writing them down. You're just like, oh my gosh, I'm admitting this. And I was talking to someone about first of all, this morning, I just hired, like you guys know, my glasses broke. I'm wearing someone else's glasses. And it's just been like a really long week. I've just been feeling really drained. And I was rushing and I was like, I'm already tight on time. And then my gas light comes on and, So I'm going to get gas. So this is why I'm kind of leading up to the story. And the total is less than what I asked for. And I was like, oh, sorry, I asked for more. And she's like, you look kind of sad today, so I just wanted to make your day. And like, it was like maybe $1 off my gas, but I was still like, you just wanted to give me a discount. Like, I don't know if that happens to everybody else, but that never happens to me. Like, no one's ever just like, hey, you're save some money on your gas. Like, and so I was just like, oh my gosh. So then I called my really good friend up in Toronto and I was like, somebody just like they didn't pay for my gas, but they gave me a discount. And I had like posted a couple pictures. He's like, honestly, you look like I'm not sure if you're really tired or sad, but you don't look that good today. And I know most females would have been like insulted by it, but I was just like so honest with them. I was like, you know what? I'm not. I'm just having like one of like I don't want to say one of those days because it's been a couple of days where everything just seems so much harder. Like adulting is hard and no one tells you that, and then being an entrepreneur and adulting are like double the work. It's like think of it like parenting almost, because it's like your business is your baby, right? So whatever your business is going through, you're feeling, and whatever you're going through, you're feeling. And you have to keep yourself alive because that's adulting. And you have to keep your business alive. So I guess it's kind of like parenting. But if you think about it, it's worse because a kid can like go do its own thing for a few hours. Like it might destroy something, it might drink out of the toilet bowl, just might sit there and watch 20 hours of Netflix. You never know what kids are gonna do. Honestly, sometimes you leave them unattended and they're great. Sometimes you leave them unattended and you're like, you took the poop out of your diaper and put it on my wall. But they survived. And but your business, it's like you take your eye off of it for a little bit and you're just like, do I still have a business? Oh my gosh. And no one tells you that about being an entrepreneur. No one tells you that someone's gonna admire you for what you're doing, but they're not actually gonna tell you, and that there's gonna be it's gonna seem some days like more people are telling you suck than that you're good. Even if it's just one person, their words were so stingful or rude that it messes you up. And I think most entrepreneurs put a good face on, but every once in a while it just gets to us. And so I'm just telling you guys that because first of all, it actually makes me really nauseous right now to tell you guys that I'm going through that, because I'm supposed to be the entrepreneur on the podcast who has everything, knows exactly what they're doing. But there's still some days where I'm like, what the heck am I doing? And usually, like, even when I'm thinking that, it doesn't show, but every once in a while it shows. But that's okay. It just makes you human. And hey, if it gets you a discount on gas when we're at like $1.35 or something stupid, then why not? Like, take the moment and really, like, when those moments do happen and someone acknowledges your emotions or your feelings or your looks, really appreciate that, because we kind of live in a world where people don't really acknowledge things unless it's on social media. And then now, because of algorithms, they're not really acknowledging anything either. So, to have that in-person connection is just so unique. And just really, like, keep pushing for your dreams no matter how hard it gets. No matter how many steps back you have to take, how many steps forward you have to take, or side to side, you know, if you feel like you're line dancing. Oh my gosh, I haven't line danced since junior high. But that's just how it is. And you're not alone in the struggles. Like, you are really not alone in being an entrepreneur. And I'm sure if you just went and asked an entrepreneur, like, hey, what do you ever just get sad or does it ever get really hard? They would tell you, like, heckaroni, yes. So keep pushing, keep grinding, know that you're not alone. If you ever want to send me any questions because you're just like, what the heck do I do? Is it normal to feel this way? Send them to me. And if I, maybe I haven't felt that way, but maybe I know someone else who has. Have a good one, you guys. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.